I have really a singular hope tonight for you and for myself as we spend some time. Thank you, Granddad. You're the man. Look at that. And that is tonight, as we spend some time together in God's Word and as we prepare to go back out into our Monday and our Tuesday and our Wednesday, that tonight would be a little spark, a little moment in your life that opens up perhaps in some small way to the idea of how deep and how wide and how high and how incredible and how powerful and how wonderful the love of God is. That's really what tonight is going to be about. So I start there because I kind of want you to place your minds right there and then just track with me through the journey we're going to walk through as God has just kind of been opening my mind up again this week, whispering to me and saying, do you have any idea, Renaud, how much I love you, how much I'm involved and how much I love you? I love photography. I don't know about you guys, but it's kind of become a fairly new hobby of mine. Something that I just love to do. Over the last few years, I've always enjoyed the idea of photography, but 2 years ago for my birthday, I got this camera that's actually, you're able to actually do some really cool stuff. It has no delay in it, and it's got lenses on it, and you can do stuff, and you can take pictures, and so I started practicing. And because it's digital, you know, you can take 6 trillion pictures and then just delete them. And so I started taking pictures, and I kind of got into taking pictures of my children, obviously, because, you know, there they are, and they're all running around, and it's constant. And so, and then I practiced taking all sorts of things, and then I kind of got into the whole portrait thing a little bit, kind of setting everything up and taking pictures of people and all that. And you know what I found? This afternoon, I actually went on the computer, and I was just running through. I've got a couple of folders that have, like, the best pictures, in my opinion, that I've ever taken. And I went through the best picture folder. And do you know that almost every picture in the best picture folder was a moment that was captured in the middle of the ordinary? It wasn't something I set up. It wasn't some moment I told the kids, stand here and do that, look this way. And it was just life was happening. I had the camera on me. I was snapping away. Something happened, and I capture a moment, a story, a single picture that when you look at it, you just, everything comes pouring out of the picture and you go, oh, that's beautiful. Most of them are of my children and my family and these moments of the kids, hardly any of them looking at you, but every now and then when they're looking at you, but there's a certain expression, a certain thing that's happening and you just go, there it is. There are pictures of my kids running and jumping off of sand cliffs and smiling a particular way or just staring into the distance. And I realized, as I was pulling these pictures into the best picture folder, that all of those little moments that occurred, they're extraordinary, unbelievable, miraculous moments, and they all happened right there, smack dab, in the middle of the ordinary, normal moments. That kind of got me thinking. You know, I used to go to this place. It was called Great Falls Park. It's in Northern Virginia. It's this park that, kind of a state park, and it has this river flowing through it, and there's all these rocks and these trees, and I used to go there all the time back when I was in late high school and college for my college years, and I'd just take a break. I'd go, and I'd go sit. You kind of climb out on these rocks all the way down. There was this little place. I bet even if you went there today, you couldn't find it because it was my secret place, and I kind of said to God, no one can come here. This is my secret place. Would you hide it, please? I'm sure people sat there, but I like to believe nobody ever went there. And I'd climb down and I'd go and sit at this little place, and right at the base, I mean, pretty much as far as I am from the carpet right now, the river would be rushing by. And it was just loud, so loud as the water was rushing by, and you couldn't hear anything. And right across the river were just thousands of green trees blowing in the wind. And I remember I used to sit there, and I used to look at this extraordinary scene, no doubt, but just ordinary things happening. Water flowing by like water always does, and the wind breezing through the trees as it always does. And I used to think about God. I used to think about this idea. I wonder if when before time began, before God created the heavens and the earth, I wonder if God planned for that particular set of water to flow by me at that particular moment as I was sitting on that particular rock. Ever thought about that? I mean, I'm looking at the water going, see that droplet right there? You can't actually see the droplet, but it's in there, and it's coming by, and that drop's traveled all over the world through clouds and rain and stuff and rivers and oceans, and here it is coming by me at this particular moment in time, and I bet God's sitting up there going, perfect that drops in exactly the right place at exactly the right time. You know, half of you might be sitting there going, Renaud, that's ridiculous. Maybe it is. But I'll tell you, and I'm sitting staring at that, I realize that I have no idea how extraordinary the mind of God is. I have no idea what God actually is able to do and what God does. I mean, the Bible says that God holds the heavens together by his power. I mean, that he is the sustainer of all creation. And I just have to be able to sit back and imagine if the God of the Bible is holding the heavens together at this very second, that literally you are being held together because God is thinking about you, that there is no reason to think that that droplet isn't exactly where it's supposed to be at exactly the time it's supposed to be there. We like to think that things just kind of happen and God's kind of sitting there and every now and then he jumps in and gets involved. But somehow, as I read the scriptures, I realize that God is constantly involved. You know, I used to look at the trees and think to myself, I don't know if you guys know this, I'm sure you've heard me say it a long time ago, but do you know that every leaf on every tree on this planet is different from every other leaf on every tree? I mean, even the leaves on a single tree, every leaf on that tree is different. It's like fingerprints. They all have a different structure in the leaves, and each vein runs differently. And you look at that, and you just go, I mean, how does that not blow your mind? I mean, God could have just walked along and just gone, whoosh, made all the trees green, and you and I wouldn't have thought twice about it. Just put leaves on them, all identical. But God, in the ordinary, every day, demonstrates this extraordinary creativity, this extra step where he goes, oh, I'm going to do something so special it's going to blow your mind. I used to sit at Great Falls Park, and I used to look at all that, and I used to think about God. And how extraordinary his power is, and how deep his love is, and how amazing his creativity is. And I used to be in awe. I was thinking about Mother's Day, because it's Mother's Day today, in case you're wondering. So this week I'm just thinking about Mother's Day, and I'm like, wow, Mother's Day. And of course I'm thinking about my wife and my mom, because my mom is my mom and my wife is a mother. And you know, my wife, kind of just watching her, it's an extraordinary thing to watch in our house. Because I have really no idea how that whole house functions. I actually had the thought this week, if Brooke died today, I'm dead. I mean, I'm dead in the water. I'll have to call all of you. Please come over. Can you show me how the washing machine works? I don't know. We just got a new one, and so Brooke needs to still show me that. But the point is this. Every day, Brooke does a million things in our house. Every day. She does a million things I don't even know about. She runs around, she puts stuff away, she cleans up after the kids, she moves things into their places, she puts the cups where they belong, she does the laundry, she cleans, she just a million things, and she's always busy, and she's never sitting down. And I get to walk in the house every day, and everything's in its place, and everything's all beautiful and clean, and you know, there's a few toys around, and Brooke goes, oh, the place is a mess, I'm sorry. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, if I lived alone, you couldn't walk into the place, okay? And you know what's the interesting thing is? I live in an extraordinary house where if you come over to our house any time, it's just generally in order. But that didn't just happen. It's because my wife does a million ordinary things all the time. And out of those ordinary things comes this extraordinary result. You know, in Romans chapter 1, God speaks of this crazy thing that he does. If you want to turn there with me, you're welcome to. Otherwise, you can just sit back and listen. In Romans chapter 1, if you don't have a Bible and you want to turn there, there's Bibles under the seats. You can grab one of those. It's on page 780 of our Bibles. Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, it says this. Listen carefully to these words. It starts by saying, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Do you hear that? I mean, it lays it all out there. Listen again. Just going to say this one more time. God's invisible qualities, that is, his eternal power and his divine nature, have been clearly seen being understood from what has been made so that men are without excuse. And I think about that. That's what I used to think about when I used to sit and look at the world around me in Great Falls Park, and I used to think, God, this is it right here. I mean, in the most ordinary river flowing by with the ordinary trees around it, your extraordinary nature is being revealed to me right now. Because in the smallest, teeniest, tiniest things, you are there saying, look and see. Everything is here. It's plain. And I haven't even looked up yet. So this week, as I was thinking about my wife and all the ordinary things she does that turned into extraordinary stuff, and I was thinking about Great Falls Park and sitting there and thinking about God and how he revealed himself to me so often in those places where I could stare at things like that. And then I was thinking about these pictures of mine and the extraordinary nature of each story that is told as I was willing to take my camera and spend thousands of pictures on the ordinary. It started kind of coming to me as God would whisper and say, Renaud, around you right now, as you look around, every moment seems so ordinary to you. I mean, even tonight, let's face it. I mean, you came to church, you drove over here like you always do, you walked into the lobby like you're quite used to doing, you saw some people you liked, some people you didn't probably. It's life. You came in, you chatted for a while, and you came and you sat down. And then we spend some time worshiping, and now Renaud's talking again. And here you are in the ordinary. And God whispers and says, in the midst of all of that ordinary stuff, there are extraordinary things happening all the time. You just don't see them. You just don't see them. Sometimes it's because you miss them, because you're just not looking. It's like me taking my camera and setting it on the table and saying, nothing special is happening. It's not a birthday party. It's not a moment where I've got to have the camera ready. It's just a normal moment in my house. And if I'd done that over the years, I wouldn't have a very big folder of extraordinary pictures. But I carry the camera around because at any given moment as I'm snapping away, I know somewhere in the midst of that, I'm going to look at pictures later on and go, oh, I didn't even see that one. But look at it. It's beautiful. Some of it is not because we miss it. It's because God does it in the secret. He just does it for you. I was reading a little story out of one of my favorite little books. You guys have heard some stories out of this book. I'm going to read you one tonight. It's just 2 pages long, so don't worry. It's going to be short. And this little story, as I read it 2 weeks ago, it just kind of, boom, right there, it captured what I'm trying to get at tonight as God is whispering to me, Renaud, do you have any idea how deep my love for you is? How much is going on around you that I'm involved in that you don't even see and you don't even know that I'm taking care of so that you will be tracking through life just the way you are? Listen to this. This is from All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. My grandfather, Sam, called me up last Tuesday to ask me if I'd like to take him to a football game. Grandfather likes small-town high school football, and even better, the 8-man ball played by crossroad teams. Grandfather is a fan of amateurs and small scale. Some people are concerned about how it is that good things happen to bad people, and there are people that are concerned about how bad things happen to good people. But my grandfather is interested in those times when miracles happen to ordinary people. Here again, he likes small scale. When a nothing team full of nothing kids from a nothing town rises up with nothing to lose against some upmarket suburban outfit with new uniforms and starts chucking Hail Mary bombs from their own goal line, and their scrawny freshman tight end catches 3 in a row to win the game, well, it does the heart good. Murphy's Law does not always hold, says Grandfather Sam. Every once in a while, the fundamental laws of the universe seem to be momentarily suspended, and not only does everything go right, nothing seems to be able to keep from going right. It's not always something as dramatic as a long bomb or a slam dunk that wins the ball game. Ever drop a glass in the sink when you were washing dishes and have it bounce 9 times and not even get a chip? Ever come out after work to find your lights have been on all day and your battery's dead, but you're parked on a hill and you let the old hoppy roll and it fires up the first time you pop the clutch? For those of you that don't know, that's when you have a stick shift. And off you roar with a high heart. Ever pull out that drawer in your desk that has 10-year accumulation of junk in it? You pull too far and too fast, and just as it's about to vomit its content all over the room, you get a knee under it and stagger back and forth, hopping on one foot, doing a balance act like the great zucchini, and you don't lose it. It's what it says right here. A near miss at an intersection, the glass knocked over, milk that waltzes across the table but doesn't spill, the deposit that beats your rubber check to the bank because there was a holiday you forgot about, the lump that turns out to be benign, the heart attack that turns out to be gas, picking the right lane for once in traffic, opening the door of your car with the coat hanger through the wing window on the first try, and on and on and on and on. When small miracles occur for ordinary people, day by ordinary day. When not only did the worst not happen, but maybe nothing much happened at all, or some little piece fell neatly into place. The grace of what might have been but wasn't, and it was good to get off scot-free for once. The ecstasy of what could never happen but did, and it was grand to have beat the odds against once in a while, or the bliss of just what was for a day when nothing special took place. Life just worked. My grandfather says he blesses God each day when he takes himself off to bed, having eaten and not having been eaten once again. Now I lay me down to sleep in the peace of amateurs for whom so many blessings flow. I thank you, God, for what went right. Amen. Yeah, I read that little story, and I thought to myself, how often is it that I walk through my life, and I'm so focused on all the things that didn't pan out for me that day? I'm so caught up in all the things that went wrong, all the things that God was silent on, forgot about. I whine and complain, I stress, I fear. And then every now and then I step out of that world when some big, extraordinary thing happens. And I go, oh, God is good. Oh, God saved the day. And in the meantime, in between both of those moments, there are a million hours of ordinary things. And in those ordinary things, God is constantly working, constantly protecting, constantly changing things to keep you safe. Things are constantly happening. Even when bad news comes, and it does for us quite often because we live on a sinful planet and sin wants to steal, kill, and destroy everything. Even when bad news comes, there it is. We stare at the bad news and we don't even notice all of the ways that that bad news could have been so much worse. But God is going, don't worry. We'll hold this a little longer. We'll carry this a little further. I'll be with you for this way, this journey, this part of it. In the book of Ephesians, there's a little prayer that Paul writes to the church in Ephesus. And it's a beautiful little prayer. And it starts in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14 on page 812. And you can read along or you can just listen. Paul prays this. He says, for this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And Paul whispers to us through this incredible prayer as God speaks through Paul, I hope you realize how much God loves you. I hope you haven't forgotten how much he's involved in your life. I hope that the circumstances that are tugging and dragging you down, the difficulties that have come, the curveballs that have hit, haven't turned your eyes so far that you've missed the fact that God is there and that he is at work and that his love is no less deep and no less wide and no less high than it was yesterday and than it will be tomorrow. And I hope that if you're just living an ordinary life right now, that you're going through an ordinary day tomorrow, that you'll finish your ordinary work, that you won't miss the fact that on every ordinary moment, God is at work in extraordinary ways to keep your life tracking exactly the way it's meant. The God I serve can take a water droplet, and he can make sure that that single water droplet passes by my feet on a particular day, in a particular afternoon, in a particular river, as I'm standing on a particular rock, because he can do immeasurably more than all I can either ask for or even begin to imagine. And I am so grateful that I serve that God. And I am so grateful that it is that God who serves me, not because he has to, but because he loves me. May you be acutely aware of the love of God this week. May you see his love in everything, the same ordinary things you would have looked at last week and not even noticed. And when it seems like nothing's going on, may you and I remember that it is right there in the nothing that God is so involved in. Because the reality is that if God pulled back from this planet today, a chaos would come in such force that it would destroy everything we know. Because sin is out to kill, and it is God who holds that back until his plan for this planet has come to fruition. I love that God loves me. I love that God loves you. And it is an honor for me to be able to stand on this stage every week and tell you about a God who, Paul says, I pray that you would only realize how deep and how high and how wide and how wonderful his love for you is. Don't you dare think that God isn't with you, because the truth tells us he always is. Would you pray with me? God, I just sit here even now, Lord. I just want to tell you thank you. I don't know how you work all this stuff out on this planet. God, I don't know how the raindrops work and what the wind exactly does. I don't know how much of all this, God, you've just set into motion and you're allowing it to happen. I don't know how much you're directing exactly to the T. It really doesn't matter to me, Lord, because I know that you have it all planned, all put into your beautiful and unbelievable and powerful hands, and that nothing is happening even in this moment that you are not aware of and that you are not on top of. God, in a world that is so confusing sometimes for me, a world full of so much darkness and sin, so much pain and suffering, it's difficult sometimes, Lord, to get a handle on exactly how all this works. But tonight I just stop and I just want to thank you that in the midst of all of my moments, ordinary, extraordinary, or painful and difficult, that you are there doing wonderful things to allow the plans you have for me to unfold. Lord, it was you who said, I know the plans I have for you, Renown. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Just trust me. God, you said, all again through your word, trust in me with all your heart. And don't lean on your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge me, and I will make your path straight. So God, I'm here tonight, once again, just letting you know that I trust you. And I want you to make my path straight. Take me whatever road you want to take me on, God, beautiful or difficult, and remind me that you are there and that you love me and that you have my best interest at hand and that you have the power to bring it to fruition. So allow me to walk through the light and the darkness on this planet, holding your hand and knowing your love. Allow us all to know this week that in the middle of the most ordinary moments, you are at work performing the extraordinary. May every picture I take, God, remind me that it is keeping my camera around my neck and keeping my eyes wide open in the middle of my normal days. It is doing that that will lead me to the beautiful, extraordinary moments that lay waiting for me all over the place. God, thank you for that gift. Thank you for your love. Help us to know it deeply this week. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.